online and available around the world. This is the Highlights Podcast of XL Radio's Sunday Breakfast Show. This is the podcast after the morning after the week before. And oh my, do you love it?
Hear me now!
Stephen Blanchard.
He's always talking. He's on the radio!
So we're back then, XO Radio Sunday Breakfast Show with me, Steve. This is the morning after the week before, although technically it is the morning after the 2 weeks before because we've been off for a fortnight. Sorry about that. And it's Sunday, the 16th of May, 2021, also known as International Day of Light, because this is the very day that back in 1960 saw the first successful operation of the laser by physicist and engineer Theodore Maiman. Bit of history there for you. Speaking of lasers, while we were away, we went through May the 4th, which of course is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, yada yada yada. Did you do anything to celebrate? See, usually I head down to the beach and roll around in the sand for a bit before complaining about how coarse it is, but it was raining this year, so I just stayed at home and had a Twix. So we're back then, we're back. Let's see if we can remember how to do this, yeah? Let's bring the science for a much-needed de-stress dance session just before 11. Let's have another prime-cut, tender and juicy classic track trio from one of you beautiful listeners just after 10. We've got all your good news stories to put a smile on your face in happy news time around 9 and our still unnamed film quiz where we play a few songs and you guess what film they're going on about. We'll be playing that in around about half an hour's time. Now, there's no more 10 Second Cinema on the show anymore because the studio mice decided to do a runner when we refused to pay them with any more Nutella. We just couldn't afford it. They were just getting too greedy. So I have been assured that our voiceover guy, Ryan, has covered all the bases with a fun and suitable replacement. I would say he's nodding in agreement, but he's too busy doing his vocal exercises, which for some reason involves standing on his head while trying to sing like Enya. If you want to get in touch with us, you've got the socials at XO Morning After, and of course you've got the email, steve@xoradio.uk.
This is the morning after the week before with Steve.
Smell it, smell it, smell it. Now take it. That's for you.
Right then, who played it best time? Our little weekly poll to find out who played the best version of a particular song. You've still got just under an hour to cast your vote through our social medias and our email. This week, the song is Tainted Love. Originally recorded there by Gloria Jones. And then later covered by Soft Cell.
Who played it best?
The morning after the week before. Get in touch with the show. Follow us on social media at XO Morning After or email steve@xoradio.uk. Do it. Do it now. Now, on XO Radio, happy news time with Stephen Blanchard on the morning after the week before.
Here we are then, Sunday, 16th of May, 2021. Let's get some happy news in, some of your stories that will put a smile on our faces. And do be sure to check out our socials. We'll be posting more information if you're interested. This in from Dawn Wells in Lincolnshire, first of all. While we know walking to the moon is a total impossibility, at least at this moment in time, you can still use your imagination, and across the UK there is a small army of people doing just that, raising money through their Just Giving page for the charity Mental Health UK. The Walk the Talk to the Moon event started on the 1st of April and is continuing until the 30th of June, with the aim of participants walking the estimated 477 million steps that it would take to get you to the moon, but also doing it with small groups of friends and family members so you can get a good old chin wagging as well, all while raising some cash in the process. Now, even though lockdown restrictions are easing, the effect that it's had on people's mental health across the country cannot be underestimated, and this ongoing event for Mental Health UK is raising thousands of pounds to help with that cause. This next story from Jill in County Durham. Royal Mail are doing their stamp design competition again this year, and rightly so. They're concentrating on the heroes that have been discovered during the coronavirus pandemic. The special stamp programme, which has been running for more than 50 years now, has commemorated British history and achievement and honoured the achievements of many British people, including scientists and explorers, writers, artists, musicians, athletes and prime ministers. This year, Royal Mail is looking for designs for 8 stamps to honour those key workers and volunteers who were on the front line during the lockdown. The competition is open to all UK children aged 4 to 14, and they can enter through their school or independently with permission from an adult. The closing date for the entries is 5 p.m. on Friday the 28th of May, at which point the designs will be sent to a special judging panel to be selected and will then be sent off to Her Majesty the Queen, who will give permission for the designs to be printed. And finally, green-fingered Gareth in London sent us this one. The pandemic seems to have inspired a new wave of home growers in the UK. The problem is that millions of people don't have access to gardens, and waiting times for allotments in many areas can run into the decades. But apparently now there is a solution, AllotMe. A digital platform touted as the Airbnb for gardens allows people who have green spaces that they don't use to rent them out to would-be growers with no gardens of their own. The platform is the brainchild of architect Conor Gallagher, who came up with the idea when he noticed an unkept garden in London. Now, the plots typically cost between £15 and £30 a month, and part of the fee goes to the platform, which provides insurance coverage for those letting their gardens. Now, more details on all of these stories can be found right now on our social media pages. Just look for @XOMorningAfter. And finally, happy news means happy birthdays. Many happy returns to Mandy Lester in London, Trevor Abernethy in Port Rush, Tina Bain in Fife, Roberta Walton in Cardiff, and twins Paul and Kelly Eccleston in York. And if you've got any happy news that you'd like to share with us for next week's show, please do get in touch on the Facebook, Twitter or TikTok @XOMorningAfter, or please email steve@xoradio.uk. And there'll be more happy news time at the same time next week, right here on The Morning After the week before.
The Morning After the week before.
Stephen Blanchard.
Naughty monkey.
So usually around this time, we'd be catching up with the results of our 10-second cinema competition with those studio mice, but they've done a runner because we couldn't pay them with the teller anymore. They were just eating so much.
Can I talk for a second?
Yeah, sure. This is Ryan, our voiceover guy. Say hi, Ryan.
Hello.
So what's up, mate?
I also had reason to believe those evil rodents were stealing my bananas.
I see.
They had to go, Steve. They had to go.
Hang on, so are you telling me there's no kind of competition at all for 10:30 today?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm working with the producers right now on something I think everyone will enjoy.
Okay, can you at least give us a hint?
Not really. It's a surprise.
Okay, Ryan, do you really have an idea for a new competition, or are you just stalling until...
I don't believe this. Where have all my bananas gone? Who ate all my bananas? Who was it? Who?
Well, I hope we'll have a new quiz thing for you. Maybe it's who ate Ryan's bananas. I really don't know. Right, one more song, I think, before we get a definitive answer on the question who played Tainted Love the best. I say we play some Van Morrison. What say you?
I say, did this Van Morrison guy eat my bananas?
This is The Morning After the week before on XO Radio.
6 till 9 every Sunday morning. This is The Morning After the week before with Steve. Your Sunday breakfast show on XO Radio.
Bringing us to a perfect moment in time for some
audience participation.
Okay, so if you forgot then, you can follow us on social media using the handle @XOMorningAfter. That's for Twitter, Facebook, TikTok and Instagram now too. Ooh, yeah. And this is where we've been asking you to vote in our weekly poll called Who Played It Best, where we pick a song and you get to choose who played it best. This time the song was Tainted Love, originally done by Gloria Jones and then later covered by Soft Cell.
Who played it best?
The Morning After the week before.
So we have to say thank you once again to everyone who voted on the socials and of course on the email, steve@xoradio.uk. And once again we have to say we have a pretty convincing winner. A huge margin here, just huge. And as ever, it did not go the way I thought it would. It really didn't. So, the best version of the song Tainted Love, according to you beautiful lot out there, with a very convincing 79% of the vote, is...
Who played it best?
It's Gloria Jones.
Remember, you can listen again to The Morning After the week before, in all its glory, just by following us on social media and clicking the links. Do it. Do it now.
Sunday, 16th of May, 2021, XO Radio, Sunday Breakfast, Steve. Can I get an alrighty then?
Alrighty then.
Oh, nice. That was the good one, that one.
Stephen Blanchard.
He's always talking. He's on the radio.
Lots of messages coming through on the socials and email today. Good morning, you beautiful people. You, lots of praise coming through for the classic track Trio earlier too. I'm sorry, I can't take credit for that one. That was Shelley and Torquay's idea. But yes, here's one. Naomi and her husband Francis just back from their joint run. Francis listened to his typical running playlist while Naomi stayed with us on exoradio.uk, and it says here she wipes the floor with him. See? Right there. The power of live radio compels you. Meanwhile, Connor in Edinburgh has walked into the kitchen this morning to find dog Sputnik doing what he can only describe as the canine version of twerking to Beyonce. Now, again, Shelley takes credit for that one. Any messages, you know what to do then. At XO Morning After on Twitter, Facebook, yes, TikTok and Instagram as well, don't forget. Or you can email steve at xoradio.uk. So we're waiting on our voiceover guy, Ryan, for his all-new competition that, by the looks on his face, may be as much of a surprise to him as it is to us.
You're listening to the podcast After the Morning After. Now. In your ears, and you'll love it.
Sunday, the 16th of May, 2021, and it's Pierce Brosnan's birthday today. I know he's got his naysayers, but Brosnan is still one of my favourite 007s. In fact, when I was college, I made the mistake of getting a Pierce Brosnan sticker on the wall, but then I realised I couldn't get it off the wall, see, because it was bonded. James bonded, see, with this. Nope, guys, sorry, that's a new low, it's a new low.
Stephen Blanchard.
And his amazing friend.
And over to you, gorgeous lot. Then Katie Wells in Lawith, counting down the days. Now just 5 days to go until the squash courts reopen and she can get back to playing in tournaments again. Says here it's been 14 months since the last time she played. Best of luck with your first match, Katie. Meanwhile, already getting back into the sporting lifestyle here. Rich and friends Thomas, Wilksy and Hayden had a good round of outdoor cricket yesterday in Hackney Marshes for the first time in over a year. And this says here they're looking forward to a rematch again next month.
Stephen Blanchard
is not just a pretty face and a snazzy pair of cowboy boots.
It's Sunday, the 16th of May, 2021, and we're cautiously placing ourselves in the hands of Ryan, our voiceover guy, who apparently has a new game we're all invited to play.
All right, Steve, let's do it.
Okay, so new game. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yes. Me and the team are really happy with what we've got.
And you think we're going to like it, because honestly, you didn't seem all that confident earlier.
No, you're going to love it.
You're 100% sure.
Well, I'm 95% sure. I would say 96, but I still can't find my bananas.
Right, so, do I lead you in or...
No, that's my job. I'm the voiceover guy.
Oh, okay then, well, let's get on with it.
Okay, here we go with... Voiceover guy Ryan's Really Royal Lyrical Rumble.
Really Royal Lyrical Rumble, that's what you've got.
Hey, don't blame me. Producer Egon came up with a name.
Well, at least this one has a name, I suppose. Okay, I've got the rules here. Our voiceover guy, Ryan, currently sat opposite me.
Hello.
Is going to read out some lyrics from a well-known tune from between the 60s and the 90s, and it's your job to figure out what that tune is. When you think you know the answer, head on to our socials at XO Morning After or email steve at xoradio.uk, and the winner will receive a signed winner certificate from Ryan and the knowledge that they won his Royal Lyrical Rumble. Are you taking the mic? But in order to win, you need to hear the lyrics. Ryan, it's over to you.
Once I never could hope to win. You starting down the road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if our love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now.
You think you know what song those lyrics are from? At XO Morning After on the socials or email steve at xoradio.uk. You know what, Ryan, that went all right, mate. That was, yeah, good work.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh no, Steve. You love it.
XO Radio.
The morning after the week before.
Stephen Blanchard.
Mother of Mercy, is this the end of radio?
Or if you want the show in all its glory, then follow us on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram as well at XO Morning After, where we'll be able to post the links so you can listen again. And if you want to get in touch with us for any reason, you've got those socials or the email steve at xoradio.uk. It's been a blinder. That's Sunday, the 16th of May, 2021. Another brilliant week awaits you, and we'll see you at the end of it next Sunday on XO Radio from 8 for another Morning After the Week Before. With Steve. Tatty bye bye.
The morning after the week before will return. Sunday, 0800 hours, only on XO Radio. Hi there. I'm Ryan, the voiceover guy. I'm going to tell a joke. Why did the first koala bear fall out of a tree? Because it died. Why did the second koala fall out of a tree? Because it was hit by the first one on the way down. Why did the third koala fall out of a tree? Because it thought it was a game and joined in. You're welcome. And be sure to tip your waiting staff. And no, you love it.